الرحمن الرحيم. Today we start a new chapter. باب الصدقة عن الميت والدعاء له. The chapter on charity and making dua for the deceased. So today's chapter got to do with something famously known as إيصال الثواب. We loosely say إيصال الثواب. So this إيصال الثواب is when a person has passed away and now we want to do some action so that that deceased person can benefit from our action. So you get two types of action. One is those actions that have to do with our wealth. So those are known as mali ibadat. Mali ibadat means we're spending in charity and we're making niyat that this sawab of this charity goes for the deceased person. I'm giving some nafil, I'm building a masjid, I'm spending some money in building a masjid, I'm spending some money in putting up a borehole. So I'm using my wealth, mali ibadat, I'm using that wealth to do some good action with the niyat that the sawab from this masjid, borehole, madrasa, feeding the poor, orphans, etc., that sawab must go to the deceased. Here there is no difference of opinion. All the mazahib accept it, that it's permissible to do this, to spend, use your wealth, and make niyat that the sawab must go to the deceased. Then there's something known as badani ibadat. Badani ibadat means those ibadat that have to do with a person's physical self, with his actions. For example, performing nafil salat. A person is reading tahajjud salat. A person is fasting. A person is reciting tilawat of Quran. A person is doing those actions that by virtue of his actions, he's getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person making dhikr, for example. So these badani ibadat, here you get two schools of thought. Here you find that the Hanafiya, they say there's no problem. That these badani ibadat also, a person can do and he can send isalu sawab for the deceased. To such an extent that we say that even a living person we can do and send a sawab for a living person also. It doesn't have to be a deceased person. The Shafi'ah, the early scholars, they will say no, it's only restricted to mali ibadat. Mali ibadat, not to badani ibadat. But the later scholars, they say no, even if you make dua also and you read some Quran Sharif and you send the sawab, that also will reach the deceased person. So the first thing is Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has specified ya babu sadaqati anil mayyit. Because the earlier Shafi'is, they would say that if it has to do with wealth, then only it is something that we can do. So as we're going on, we'll explain. So the khulasa of this is that actions can be done with the niyat of sending it for the deceased person. So as ulama would always do, they'll bring an ayat of Quran to explain this chapter, the chapter that they have brought. قال الله تعالى والذين جاءوا من بعدهم يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان. In Surah Hashr, Allah Ta'ala says, those who come after them. Allah Ta'ala is speaking about the Muhajirin and the Ansar. And then Allah Ta'ala says that those who come after them, in other words, come after the Muhajirin and the Ansar, and they make this dua, O our sustainer, forgive us and our brothers who passed before us with Iman. So this part of the ayat, and forgive our brothers who passed before us with Iman. If it was such that our du'as don't reach the deceased person, the dead person, then what is the meaning of this ayat of the Quran? That the people that are coming after the Muhajirin and Ansar are making du'a for the Muhajirin and Ansar. So this is one proof that our du'as for the deceased are something that counts in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first hadith, عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن رجلا قال للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أمي أفتلتت نفسها وأراها لو تكلمت تصدقت فهل لها أجر إن تصدقت عنها قال نعم متفق عليه. حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that a man said to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, my mother passed away suddenly. Urdu we say achanak maut aa gaya, suddenly she passed away. It wasn't like she got ill for a while and she was going slowly and then she passed away. Suddenly my mother passed away. I think that if she had the opportunity of speaking, she would have given charity. So this man is telling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my mother, she passed away suddenly. If she had a chance to say something like make a wasiyat, etc., then I think she would have told me to give charity. If I give charity now on her behalf, will she be rewarded if I give this charity on her behalf? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, yes. This hadith comes in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. One more hadith, and Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, إِذَا مَاتَ الْإِنسَانُ إِنْ قَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ صَدَقَةٍ جَارِيَةٍ أَوْ عِلْمٍ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ أَوْ وَلَدٍ صَالِحٍ يَدْعُو لَهُ رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمٍ. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when a man passes away, his deeds come to an end. All his deeds come to an end, except three. In other words, a person can still benefit from three actions that he did in his lifetime. One is continuous charity. Charity that he has given, and even after he has gone, he's benefiting. For example, he put up a borehole, and people are drinking water, they're benefiting from that water. This person, even though he's gone, the charity of his is still benefiting him. Why? He made an effort to do something that's still benefiting him later on. He may have put a masjid, he may put a madrasa, people are still learning there, they are still going to the masjid. That is sadaqah, a jariyah, that is continuing on his behalf. So the first thing is sadaqatin jariyatin. The second thing is ilmin yuntafa'u bihi. The person who imparted knowledge which benefits people. Whilst he was alive, he taught someone how to read Surah Fatiha. He explained to somebody one masla. He showed somebody how to read Salah. He taught them something. So long as that people or that person is practicing or teaching others, now this becomes a means for this person to get that reward. Because there was some ilm, knowledge that he had imparted, whether by his writing, whether by his speeching, by his speech, or whether by him just giving a simple muzakara, giving a simple 6 points, and somebody heard it, somebody learned what he said, and now this, they practicing upon him, that knowledge that he imparted, whilst he's in the khabar, he'll be getting reward for it. And the third part of the hadith is, O waladin salihin yan'u lahu, a person leaves a righteous child who makes dua for him. So here we learn that the efforts on the children are not wasted. Sometimes the people think, the parents think, that so much effort we're making on the children, what we got out of it? They don't look after us, they don't give us any money, nothing like that. The day we gone, even if they read a little and they send for us, that in itself is a investment that was well worth all that we have done for them. So we're leaving behind a righteous child, making effort to send the child to the right, give them the right education, the right tarbiyat, allowing them to stay only in the right environment, saving them from the wrong environments, encouraging them with salah, encouraging them with nawafil, encouraging them with good actions and good deeds and good thinking. All that will benefit the person when this person is gone into the qabr. There is one ayat of the Quran where some people use this ayat and say that there isn't such a thing as isal al-sawab. The ayat of the Quran goes, وَأَن لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. A person will only get what he made effort for. What he made effort for, that is what he will get. So now when he's gone in the qabr, how is it such that I can read, you can read, the third person, fourth person can read and send the sawab for him? Because this ayat is saying whatever he made effort for, that is what he will get. So there was a great alim by the name of Mufti Azizur Rahman Usmani Rahmatullah Ali. He was the first Mufti of Darul Ulum Deoband. So one night he was lying down and he was thinking about this ayat, and it was worrying him that the ayat is saying that the person would only get what he made effort for, and we all accept that there is such a thing as isal al-sawab, sending sawab for a deceased person. How is it? It seems as though it is incompatibility with what the ayat is saying and with what we accept. So now it was worrying him that those pious people, what they would do is they won't just leave something that's worrying them, they won't just leave it. It was serious. So he woke up at night and he took a walk from Deoband right up to Gangoh at night. There was no taxis at that time. There was no transport. It was quiet also. It was dark. But he walked. And there was Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali. He just woke up for tahajjud at that time. He was still making his wuzu at tahajjud time. And Mufti Azizur Rahman had arrived. So he met him. He asked him what happened. So he said, this masla was worrying me. It was troubling me. The ayat of the Quran is saying that a man will only get what he made effort for. And yet we accept isal al-sawab. Because of the doubt that was in my mind, I feared if I had passed away last night, what will my hashar be on the day of Qiyamah that I'm doubting one ayat of the Quran? So I didn't want to pass away in that condition. Therefore, I took a walk at night here to come and ask you this masla. I can get the answer and then I can go back. So Hazrat Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali was a very, very, very intelligent person. Allah Ta'ala had blessed him. On the turn, he gave the answer. He says, what this ayat means is sa'ya e imani. that no person can benefit from the iman of another person. For example, Allah Ta'ala forbid, I'm just giving as an example, if I don't have iman and my son has got iman, his iman is not going to benefit me. My brother may not have iman and I have iman, my iman will not benefit my brother. So this is what the ayat is speaking about, that the iman of a person will only be for him, it won't be for the next person. He's not speaking about sending sawab and actions of one person being sent for another one. It's as far as iman is concerned. If a person doesn't bring iman, then that is what he ends up with. He can't depend on someone else's iman to get him to cross the line. Every person has to bring their own iman. So this is what this ayat of the Quran is. So he got very happy and then he left and he went back. So Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. We should do such actions in our life, thinking about akhirah. Like how a man is investing all the time, he's thinking of his retirement. We should also think about the retirement of the qabr. That what actions am I doing now so I get that package when I retire and go in the qabr and my good deeds can continue. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.